Hey, I want to ask you just about the newcomers, the rookies on this team, and who might be able to best help you on returns this fall.
Well, obviously, when you look at the sheet, anyone that did it in college, we'll look at. So, haven't done enough. We can't have jugs machines in phase two, but in the rookie minicamp, got to look at, obviously, Whitehead, MJ Stewart did it in college some, Sean Wilson did it. There are others, but those would be probably the three that you've heard the most about. All of them look capable ball skill-wise, so we'll have to see putting it all together when they catch it, reading blocking schemes, and can you trust them from a mental makeup?
Of all the guys you have back, I think Coach Carter usually points to Adam Humphries as the guy on punt returns you'd start with. Who would you start with as saying your primary kickoff guy would be at the end of the season?
Well, until the roster changed, I mean, we ended up with Jaquiz doing it. So until – I just coach the guys that are here, obviously, you guys know that. But until people that have done it in the past are beat out by new players or not on the team anymore, anyone that you saw do it for us the last couple of years would be in play right now.
Coach, what kind of special teams experience does Justin Watson have?
Justin Watson, as you know, most college players have a lot of experience when they're younger, and then as they start becoming more starter role in college, their special team snap diminish. So he's got good experience, and he has a very good makeup to play special teams because he's big, he's fast, straight line fast, and has very good awareness. So I would expect him, regardless of his experience, to be good for us.
I know last year at Penn, he was not on any special team, but he attended every single special teams meeting as a captain because he felt like that was something he needed to be part of. How much can that help a guy, the fact that he wasn't out there physically, but the fact that he was still kind of, you know, mentally in tune?
Absolutely. That's a great point. So any player in the NFL, when reps are lower than they are in college, the guys that aren't getting every rep at practice, offense, defense, or special teams, they have to be able to learn in the meeting room. So Justin doing that as a captain, obviously he probably kept growing at least mentally, but when he played special teams as a younger player, that's a good way to stay in tune with it, and obviously speaks to his character, which shows up in his special teams play in the NFL.
What about Bobo Wilson? He's a guy that we, you know, saw a little bit last year. We have seen him in college as a returner, but, I mean, where do you guys kind of see him? Is he somebody that's in play for, you know, I mean, I know Adam kind of has that punt return position, but what about, you know, kickoff return?
Yeah, so Bobo last year in preseason four, he had a couple nice returns that we all saw. He ended, when we got, had some injuries there at the end of the year last year, he covered some kickoffs for us and did well. He's fast and tough, capable of being a kickoff returner. And like I said, if he's on the team, anyone that's done it preseason or regular season for us will definitely be in play. So he would be.
How important has it been to have a guy like Josh Robinson where, I mean, I don't even know if he took a snap on defense at all last year, but he, you know, we know why he's here. It's to be a core special teams performer, but to have a guy that literally is a fixture on special teams.
Just an example, last year, I mean, we lost Josh for a period of time, and obviously in the NFL, the next man up mantra holds true. We had guys fill in, but when you see a guy do what he did in the last game last year, he runs down the field, grabs a returner with one hand, grabs the ball, pulls it out, and we score. The amount of drills or just the way you draw it up, I mean, that was a guy that's capable of a play like that is obviously a special player. So obviously when Josh is healthy and available to us, he has a lot of really good traits. And you guys have all seen, just like I have, he's made some very good wild plays since he's been a Buck.
Nate, it's snappers. You guys haven't brought Sam Long back yet. You have Drew Ferris on the roster. What have you seen from him? What is your confidence in somebody?
Was telling Nelson in the hallway, since he snapped for the Gators, that you guys might know him better than I do right now. Somewhere. But he's snapped at Florida, obviously, grew up in California. One thing I like about when I say snapping at Florida, any SEC player has played in front of a lot of people. I mean, we all know that's one of the premier Power 5 conferences, so nerves, things of that nature, they've at least been through some of the big crowds. They're not going to come out and see 70,000 people and go, man, I've never seen that before. So we've seen his skill set. That's why we got him here. We know that he's snapped at a very high level in college. He's been on an NFL team for a little bit. And what I've seen so far, he has the talent to be very good. So we're going to proceed until he shows us something, some reason he's not good, but really like him so far.
We haven't talked to you since you guys signed Chandler Catanzaro.
Yes.
What have you seen from him?
Well, Chandler, obviously, anyone can read the statistics. He's had two really good years and one that wasn't as good. So a guy that's done it as long as he has, he's got enough experience where he's not what you would say green, but he's not old either. So I think he's in the prime of his career. He's been a consistent field goal kicker. He's gotten better at his kickoffs, and his kickoffs are definitely good enough. And as you know, we like to have both good kickoffs and field goals. You want it all. And you also know that we've had a few kickers here, too. So I think what he's shown so far is he's very close to having the skill set to do both very well. Like the way he's wired, the time I've spent around him so far. So, again, really happy to have him also.
Coach, is there anything different that you would do with your new kicker? Or is it just fair to say that, hey, kickers come in, they kick, whether they make it or not?
No, you know, that, and like I said, you guys have been around, and since I've been here, we've had a few. So basically, you know, the guys come in with a technique, and you can look at technique and kind of go off of that in your evaluation. And at the end of the day, whether they're working with a kicking coach or with me or themselves, once the ship leaves the port, so to speak, I use that term, I used it last year, at some point, the player needs to run out there and make the kick. And I am a team player, and I'm always going to be a team player. So if one of the special teams players that I'm working with isn't performing well, it's on me too, and I understand that. So basically, kickers at some point have to go out and perform on their own with a snapper and a holder, which are also a part of accuracy. When Brian Angers, the holder, if he gets a nice snap and he doesn't have to turn the laces and he can set it down, it helps the kicker. So it's really a chain of events that goes on one guy's stats. You missed it or you made it. Well, if the laces were this way or that way, that can affect the kick, but you don't ever hear a kicker get up and say, man, I had a bad hold. I mean, because that kind of breaks the code, so to speak, of we're all in this together. So the better chemistry we can have with the kicker, that's what we can do, and then ultimately he knows he needs to run out there and make it.
From your perspective, how tough has it been to have such a lack of consistency at the kicking position in terms of who's actually doing the kicking? And not just that, but the attention that it's generated, you know, from the time Roberto Aguayo was here to now.
It's a great point. So anytime, if you could have the same people every year, you know, like my family, I mean, if I came home every night and there was three different people sitting there, that would be more of a challenge. So yes, the having the different people on one hand is frustrating. On the other hand, it's a people profession. I like working with other people, but the bottom line of all of it is we got to perform better. And again, I'm throwing myself in there. So there's been some times where a kicker maybe got off to a good start and then had a tough time, or, you know, Patrick last year kind of settled us down for a little bit, which was good to see. So we just need to have the good start, sustain it, and a good finish. How's that for coach speak right there? But but basically, we need to just put it all together. We need to get better results.
And I mean, because that position is so mental, there's so many mental components to it. I mean, how do you, because that's the thing, you could do everything right as a coach, but you're, like you said, your guy still has to be able to go out there and still has to be able to deliver. And sometimes there's weird stuff, you know, the laces not being in the right spot or the wind. I mean, how do you kind of deal with some of those challenges that are sometimes beyond your control?
Oh, it's mental on the coach, too. But you're exactly right. So I always joke around sometimes. I may come out and tell Coach Warhop when there's a 40-mile-an-hour wind, like, Hop, does the left guard care how windy it is today? No, he doesn't. But we deal with all kinds of stuff. And really, those guys are used to it. I mean, when you become a NFL specialist, you've been through some wars, be it college, high school, so you're used to dealing with the elements, and you're always relying on the motor skills of other people. It's a team sport, so the guard on offense relies on the tackle, and the quarterback relies on the receiver, so we all rely on each other. But in the specialist game, a lot of it's on the fine motor skills within those conditions sometimes to work together, so it makes it a little more of a challenge that way.
Kick coverage last year.
Yes.
You gave two big returns at the end of the season.
Yes.
Looking back on that, what are the things you would point to for why they were struggling?
One of the things, you know, this time of year we're going through evaluating and you're going through watching that with players. And the thing that was probably the most frustrating about that is we were having good success with that unit. And at the end of the year, without being too specific, there were some dynamics that changed with personnel. A lot of it was health related, and obviously hang time at times. It was never really one thing, but how it all works together, some of that got breached a little bit. And again, that's where we have 11 players. I got to get them doing it exactly right. So it was really a combination of a lot of things, but it's helpful to be able to go back and watch the scheme and go, here's how it worked all these weeks. Here's where it broke down. So you got to be able to hang into the onto the confidence of the players that had success on those units and show them how to recapture that. So it really was all of us just doing it a little better those last couple weeks.
Coach, it seems like every Bucks player or coach or official you talk to, if you mention Chris Godwin, they light up and start saying, oh, this guy, this is a football player. What is it about Chris Godwin? Why does that happen?
Did I light up? Yes. So Chris Godwin, very smart, very tough, and very hard worker. Runs well. He's big. I just named those characteristics. It's really hard for a player that has all of that to underachieve. So he's always going to be a consistent player. So Chris Godwin, for example, last year, there was a game where he had two solo special teams tackles. And as you know, if you get 14 or 15 solos in a year, you're probably on the Pro Bowl ballot. So he had two solos in one game and also had five catches. That is unheard of, because a lot of times your fourth or fifth wideout, who's your ace cover guy, could get two solo special teams tackles, but he won't even see five targets, let alone five catches. So though that statistic from that game right there just speaks to how rare of a player that he showed us he was as a rookie. And it's because he works so hard and he's got the height, weight, speed, and preparedness and toughness. He doesn't have a lot of holes in his game. He's a lot of fun to work with. So I hope I lit up just like everyone else. But, I mean, it's on paper. I mean, sure. The guy is a darn good player.
Aside from ability, though, like when you go to a game like that and you're kind of being thrown in different directions, because, there's kind of a, you rub Peter to pay Paul. So if a
Absolutely.
Guy is taken off of special teams a little bit, he's expected to contribute more, vice versa. So, I mean, for a guy to be able to go into a game and have success in two different areas like that, I mean, does that boil down to not just ability, but is it preparedness? Is it mental, just having the concentration or the ability to compartmentalize? Like, okay, I'm now with this group now.
Yeah, that's all of those that you just mentioned. And you're exactly right. It's because a lot of the special teams, core special teams, those types of players, they mentally get ready to play that role. And we all say you got to be ready to do defense and offense and special teams. But honestly, when someone's pouring everything into a phase, back of their mind, they're like, okay, six guys got to get hurt before I'm going in on offense or defense. They're pouring a lot of their emotional, intellect, and physical preparedness into special teams. So, yes, that gets tough to go back and forth. And consequently, in that game, for example, we're trying to take Chris out, like, hey, you got to go play more offense, which obviously, exactly, they need that receiver too, because if they have an injury or whatnot. And the great ones say, no, I can do it all. And you have to really force them, like, no, you're done. We'll get him in here to play special teams. You go play offense. That's the way you want them wired, not the guy like, oh, thank goodness, I'm out of here. You don't want those guys that check out. But you're exactly right. That's a big emotional, physical juggling that goes on going back and forth. And it really takes a special player to go back and forth like that.
Thank you.